from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
As we bring in our man, Jason Jones. I got the first question. You obviously heard us talking about Isaiah Thomas
and sign him.
And the excitement over signing him. I do want to say to Jay, though, as we are on episode number 999 of this show, our 1,000th episode will be tomorrow. We've been doing this for 4 years, and you have been our longest-running weekly guest.
Mm.
And
I don't know if that's good or bad, but
he's like the Raw of D'Lo and KC. Raw, the longest-running?
The longest-running episodic weekly.
The longest-running episodic guest.
that's what Jason is. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, and I appreciate that. Because you have never once asked for anything. You have never once been difficult with your time. And I'm not saying other people have. It's just working with you over the last 4 years has been so, like, easy. And just know when this station barely had two pennies to rub together, you jumped on with us and helped us build something and stayed with us through the last 4 years to job changes and all of these different things, man. And I really cannot thank you enough for what you've meant to the show for the last 4 years.
No problem, guys. All I want is Casey to admit his LA fandom.
That's all we want.
Have LA fandom.
And
it certainly appears
that the two moments right now, it has been it's been tighter than the 2000 election. The top two moments in D'Lo and KC are the Ricky Starks appearance and OK Lake Show, the birth of Kenny's love.
Well, now you've gone too far. You've gone too damn far.
I voted for Ricky Starks because the first time I watched AEW, I'm like, I know that guy. I'm like, wow.
I will have to tally the votes from all of the different platforms, but it looks like OK Lake Show.
I mean,
it's going to be the moment. The moment you professed your love.
I don't have any love. You said that again. There's going to be some furniture moving.
Well,
nobody loves the Lakers.
I don't know what did it more. That part, the picture, in front of the Dodger store.
I was flicking them off.
Many moments. I mean, Ricky Starks was great in itself, but I mean, that didn't get repeated in multiple ways.
No, this doesn't have be repeated either.
What do you mean?
It doesn't have to be. It could have been gone.
But it's not. As Kyle Madsen put, it's in the fabric of the show.
It's in DNA.
It is.
No, it's not. No. Don't encourage him. Neither you don't encourage each other.
It's in the DNA of the show.
This is a King-centric show, not a Lakers.
I mean, it's King-centric, but you're a Lake Show guy.
No, I'm not. Okay.
It's in your DNA the same way me being a, quote, hater is in my DNA.
Before we get started, I do want to piggyback off what you said in all seriousness with Jason. Obviously, like, one of my big breaks in this whole thing was being able to do Throne Room Breakdown.
Yeah, man.
With Jason Jones, man. And he's a guy that I would read all his stuff. I'd listen to him. And to have a show with him, I was, like, hyped for it. We did really cool. And then when I got laid off and the show got canceled, I was like, damn, man, like, you know, Jason was hella cool. You know, I was hoping, you know, we'd be able to do this show forever, enjoy talking to him or whatever the case may be, and thought it would be gone. And when we asked them to do D-Lo and KC, you know, I was excited because I was like, oh, I get to rap with my guy Jason again, you know, every week. And to your point, it can't be overstated. Like I said, this isn't comparing it to anybody else, but we just know what the business is, you know. And I think Jason knows our heart. Like, if there was something we could do, we'd do it. Mm-hmm. But not once has he asked for anything. He's always here. If he can't be here, he is, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to make it today, da-da-da-da. And it's just greatly appreciated for two guys and three guys in the station that's trying to build something from the ground up, to have somebody like yourself locked in from day one, man. Man, just greatly appreciated, man. And
this is one of the highlights of the week, so I can't even complain. You know, this is fun. This is a break from work. You know, this is, you know, it's a good time. And then it carries over to my regular life because all my friends listen and they remind me what I said, or like someone on Facebook made a reference to Tyreek's foot the other day. So I was like, yeah. So yeah, it's all, you know, my favorite part is when people thought me and Kenny like didn't really like each other.
Yeah.
They're like, they were going back and forth.
Oh, that was great.
They thought, oh man, are you guys cool? Is it good? Like, nah, we're fine. Guys,
it doesn't have to be like that. Now it's just sports.
No, it's the way they are when the cameras are off.
And RIP to J Street Vibes too, you know.
Well,
yeah.
RIP.
Yep, RIP to J Street Vibes.
Best part about J Street Vibes. Hey guys,
that was like the second ECW.
Oh no, not the WWE ECW.
It was there, but then it was like, yeah. Things just fell apart.
That was JC Vibes after dark too. We'd record those at like 11 o'clock.
Oh man, my god.
Like, hey man, I gotta finish eating real quick. It's 11:45, okay?
Yeah. Probably the best one though was that 2020 post Dodgers one, and I had been drinking.
Oh, he went off.
Oh, I heard. Yes, I remember that.
And I was,
I
like,
remember that.
I don't care what we talk about. I've been drinking Snoop Dogg gin.
He had a pre-record that was akin to, you know, when they say Biggie, Before Long Gets Night.
Yeah,
Jason had a probably about 15, 20 minute dialogue before that.
Yeah.
I let it. I was like, hey man, go ahead, man.
Jesse had to shred it.
Yeah, I was like, go ahead, do what you got to do, big dog. Do what you got to do. Yeah. You won an AAU tournament. I'm not gonna get in the way of that.
See, why we're not doing that. See, as a fellow Dodger fan, you shouldn't be saying
Go Padres. Go Fathers. Chase them boys down.
Won't the Giants chase them down?
Oh, that ain't going to happen. That just ain't going to happen. Not this year. That ain't going to happen.
A couple of quick things here. Again, thanks to Sean Cunningham for joining us for a couple of minutes. Check out his conversation with Jordan McLaughlin on his Twitter page. I just retweeted so you could check out the entire conversation.
Sean does great work.
Yeah. He definitely does. I know you heard us talking about Isaiah Thomas. Does any name in Sacramento bring excitement to the fan base just at the thought of him being back here like Isaiah Thomas does?
I don't know. I mean, that's my guy still. I still, you know, chat with him every now and then, check in, you know, that's still my guy. That whole era, those are all, you know, Rudy, cuz, all of them. As cuz likes to say, we all survived something that most people. Cuz said I was the last one to get out, too.
It feels like Isaiah, he can still play. Like, to me, there ain't really no need for no tryout. I've seen him enough times in the G League, in summer leagues, all this other. Like, he can play in the NBA for sure, but he's doing what he has to do. And I think he's just a hooper. He wants to play just in general. But, Damien, you talked about it a little bit earlier. I think he wants to make sure he's able to, if he has an opportunity, to end his career the way he wants to end it, not being kind of shunned out of the league or anything else like that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hooper. Mm-hmm. And he will hoop anywhere. And he's a great guy to be around. Great. I think he'll be good in anyone's locker room. And as much NBA basketball as I watch, you can't convince me there's not a spot for Isaiah Thomas in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing we get stuck on too. But everyone goes younger. Like we talked, like there wasn't a spot for Carmelo. Like Carmelo couldn't end his career the way he wanted to, and that's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Isaiah. Yeah, and the thing is, most guys don't like retire on their own. Most guys are told by the league, "We don't want you anymore." That's kind of just the way it is. Most guys don't get to say, "This is my final year. Here's my victory lap." Most guys are pretty much told, "Okay, you're done."
Yeah, Boogie didn't get that. DeMarcus, right. He didn't get that.
Did Carmelo? Carmelo didn't get that. Like, I'm going around for one more year, but he was out of the league and then came back for three more years, right?
Well, he was out of the league because of what Houston did.
Yeah. Nobody would sign him.
Yeah, he was. Well, no, I don't think. Didn't Houston have him?
I thought he just was a free agent that nobody signed, and then
I feel like
Houston held him hostage for a minute, and then it was, oh, he's not going to take this role. He's not going to take this role, and I can't remember how the. I'm like, I don't remember how the Houston thing ended, but that's how he wound up in. Portland. Was it Portland?
I thought Houston held him hostage for that season that he was with Houston. And I think they let him go, whatever happened, and he was just out.
Maybe that's the case.
Portland, and
yeah, then he got with Portland. Yeah, I forget how it all goes. But yeah, most guys don't get to say, okay, I'm done. You know, thank you. You know, most guys just don't get signed again, and then one day you go on social media and they announce they retire. You're like, but you haven't played in 2 years. But, you know, but then you realize a lot of guys are like, you know, spend a year or two trying to get back in.
Yeah.
How much fun is we'll stay with basketball, but geared to a different part of it. How much fun did you have writing this Slam magazine piece that went up today?
Jeez.
Oh, that was cool, man. I mean, like, just the Scoop Jackson conversation alone was, like, just, like, wow. Just some of the stories of just how he got some of those stories back then. And just kind of everyone I talked to remembering what it was like in the mid-90s for them. Like, you know, and remembering that a lot of the way the media is now, they were doing that back then. And they were made fun of. They were told they weren't doing real work. You've got just a bunch of fans. And I talked to Lang about how literally he's on the phone with the NBA politicking as to why they should get credentials.
Mm.
You know, like, we should be able, you know, he said, like, we should be able to vote on, you know, the awards too. Mm-hmm. Like, stuff like that. The fact that now everyone writes about shoes, but back then it was like, oh, you guys are just taking shoe money.
Mm.
You know, just kind of how they reviewed the fact that they embraced guys like Iverson before even the NBA did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people forget about that 20, almost 30 years later. Allen was not this beloved figure.
Mm.
I mean, they were telling me a story where literally people in the NBA are going like, why does he have these friends with him?
Hmm.
Like, who are, you know, they talked about just, you know, why does he have to have tattoos?
Yeah.
you know, before then, I think Dennis Rodman was probably the most prominent tattoo guy. And everyone assumed Dennis was crazy anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but the cultural icon that Allen became was not what he was when he came into the league. And so you remember even to the point where the NBA Trade Magazine airbrushed his tattoos.
Yeah, Hoop Magazine.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a whole lot of fun just hearing some of these stories. Talking to Shamiqua was dope. I mean, I ended up on the phone. It was supposed to be like a 10-minute interview. I talked to her for like an hour and a half.
Wow.
We just talked all type of hoop stuff, you know, NBA, college stuff, you know, her career, some of the things, you know, like some of the best stuff. Couldn't get into the story, but, you know, talking to her about how when she talked about mental health, you know, over 10 years ago, she was considered soft and you're a quitter.
Yep.
And she's like, you know, she's happy to see that people can now talk about it and not be shunned. You know, she talked about how cool it is now in the women's game that, you know, she says her kid can say, my favorite player is Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, if a little boy says my favorite player is a woman, it would have been like, what are you talking about? You don't say that. Which is, that's kind of how things have evolved. Talking to Jonathan Mannion was dope, you know, because after we talked about Slam, we got in
the... From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All the album covers he shot. Like, you know, he did the DMX, you know, the blood cover.
Wow.
And how that wasn't necessarily, people thought it was supposed to be like a gory, like a murder. He said that was like his thing about the blood of Christ.
Was that flesh on my flesh? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, blood. Yeah. Like that was supposed to represent the blood of Christ covering him. You know, he did like the one Tony Yayo one where he has the mirror in the cell. He did, you know, a bunch of Jay-Z ones, you know, DJ Quick. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, for me, stuff like that was just dope, talking about stuff like that. And, you know, the difference between shooting, you know, basketball players and shooting, you know, rappers and musicians. And he said how, you know, when you're a singer or a rapper, you're used to kind of playing to the camera, performing. A lot of these guys, they just play. So they're not used to that. But how much fun that was. Yeah, man, I had a blast working on that.
Yeah, that was.
It took a while just trying to get all these different people from all over the country. And then we didn't want to drop it in the middle of the Olympics. And, you know, but yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That was a great article, man. Just a great look back at something that as a guy that grew up just loving basketball, it shaped my basketball love, you know what I mean, for lack of a better term. It was my basketball Bible, you know, being a young black kid who loved basketball and loved hip hop, and how they did a great job of bringing the two together. Or they didn't bring them together, it was always there, but they were the only ones that really spoke on it, right, and really wrote.
He said the connection was obvious. It's just that the established media was never going to get to that. They were just like, okay, that's just, they were never going to see. And they remember, they were based in New York, so, you know, 30 years ago Snoop was on the scene, Wu-Tang exploding in 94, all that's going on. And so, yeah, just some of the story. And even remember, that's like pre-internet. So I talked to Dennis Page about how the hoops he went through to figure out how to get a hold of Shea Cotton. Because back east, they'd heard of Shea Cotton, but you hadn't seen Shea Cotton. And probably people listening right now going, who in the hell is Shea Cotton? But trust me, back in the mid-90s, he was supposed to be that dude. He was built like a grown man at 14.
He was a you know, problem.
And he talked about, you know, coming across Paul Pierce like in 96, you know, 94, 95-ish. And, go, you know, just how a lot of times that magazine became how you heard about who's going to be the next, who was up next. It's because they would find these high school stars that at that point you didn't have the national, you didn't have the internet where it was easy to go on. You couldn't go on YouTube and figure out who Paul Pierce was. And so Slam played a big role, you know. That's what Shamiqua said. She learned about people from other areas from reading Slam on the way to school.
Yeah, I mean the high school diaries,
Price the King,
hype section, and all this other stuff. I mean, I had the very first time I saw it. I'll never forget the Bel Air on Florham Road, right by Greenhaven. I saw the one Michael Jordan had just come back, and I think it was Slam number 6. It was in the magazine section, and I just got it because I was like, "Oh man, Mike! Like, mm-hmm. I gotta get this because Mike's on the cover and he's back, and I'm hyped." And then I started reading. I was like, "This is dope." And I think that was number 6. And I had for a long time. I had like number 6 all the way to like 215 or something like that. I had every edition of
the only one I know I still have is the Shamiqua Holtzclaw one. Mm. I think I had her sign it for me.
To this day, people stop her for that one.
Yeah.
And she said when they did it, they didn't realize just how crazy and dope it was to put her in a Knicks uniform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she said she had no idea they were going to do that. Just told her, you know, the hip-hop guy is going to take your photos in New York. And she's like, okay.
There you go.
Because she lives, I believe she's in Brooklyn now, but she says, yeah, to this day, people still see her. She goes to trade shows or whatever, or she's at a game. There's people, if they know she's going to be there, they still have that, mm-hmm. you know. And that's the thing that was cool that Dennis said too, is though, in an era where most magazines have gone digital, mm-hmm. because of their covers, people still want their Slam cover.
Absolutely.
So if they get on Slam, they want the actual magazine.
Yeah, De'Aaron and Domas.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that one went mm-hmm. crazy.
City went nuts for that.
That went crazy. Yeah.
And T-shirts crazy and magazines.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's guys who were mad they didn't get their cover. I talked to Jamal Crawford. He's still mad he never got a cover.
I can imagine.
It's funny. I talked to Scoop and Dennis and all, and they were like, yeah, we really have no idea how that happened. Like how Jamal Crawford never got on Slam. Because I think Jamal said he saw a poll. He was voted the best player to never get a cover.
Wow.
And Scoop was that dude too, man. Jackson, Scoop. Man. The way he wrote and everything else like that. He like I said, the whole magazine did, but he spoke for...
Yeah, he did. He told me a story. Actually, after he left Slam, he went to ESPN. They sent him to the Super Bowl, and Melissa Ford was there. So he wrote about how everyone was going crazy about her, and people at ESPN were like, why would you write about this lady? Like, what is why do people care?
Big male.
That was one of those I'm not at Slam anymore moments.
Oh, man.
He was like, you don't understand how these players went crazy when they saw her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, okay, I guess. but nowadays, that wouldn't even be weird.
No.
Big Mel can join the show anytime she wants.
Anytime.
Yeah, I mean, don't force me to interview Melissa Ford. I mean, I know what I would do with myself. I mean, that'd just be terrible.
Or we'd have to watch you like we had to watch your friend around Chris Webber.
Oh yeah, I was worried for Chris that day because I was like, you know, yeah, she's liked Chris since 92.
Because I had some stuff in the car for you, and it was like, hey, I'm gonna be right here while you take your picture. Right here, I could see y'all, but I'm gonna be right here.
She's like, go ahead, go, take your time.
I was gonna text Chris. I'd be like, you know, did anyone try to assault you today or
kidnap you?
Can you describe her? I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Slam, man. I love Slam.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a special. It's not like you had to be there because it's still here and you still saw the reaction as recently as a little over a year ago when the Kings magazine came out. Like everyone went crazy for that. And I think part of it is what Jay just noted. Most people don't do magazines anymore. Mm-hmm. So you could go get an actual physical cover with your guys on it, mm-hmm. and feel like, oh man, we haven't had this since Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. Webb still remembers his, you know, iconic. His with Jay Will.
Yeah, man, iconic. Double.
You know, mm-hmm. I asked Shaq, and Shaq was like, I had a bunch of them, but I know what my favorite one is. You know,
what
so,
was his
I
favorite?
Mean, his was the one that was Notorious MVP, because, you know, mm-hmm. he's friends with Biggie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They did so a record together.
It was a no, it was, they had just won a championship, and it was an ode to hip hop. So it merged them both.
Yeah. What y'all know about Blitz and Harbaugh, though. What y'all know about that?
I'm looking at the cover wall that Jason. That's fire, yeah, that's I'm like mesmerized but by
Blitz,
that.
Blitz was their attempt to do football, and Deion.
Yeah, they tried some other sports. They said they tried it. Nothing connected like bass. They tried. They tried base. They tried hockey. Mm. It just didn't work.
Different audiences, man.
I had both of the issues. I had the Blitz one had Deion in a nine. That's when Deion was with the Niners. I don't remember. It was somebody with the knife. But I had the Blitz. And Harbaugh, I think Albert Bell was on the cover. Yeah, I had them both. And it was fine, but it ain't Slam. Like, Slam, basketball and Slam, that's what that was.
I don't know.
I mean, I think the way they kind of, I think Dennis and a couple of guys mentioned it, the fact that you had the shoe culture with basketball. Mm-hmm. People wear basketball jerseys. People wear basketball shorts. I mean, I've got shirts and jerseys from teams I'm not really a fan of because they're cool. People don't walk around wearing football pants. So, I mean, you know, no one's saying, you know, outside of Deion, has there been a football player where you go, man, I got to get his shoes?
Bo.
Bo.
Okay, yeah.
Bo was a baseball player, a commercial. Yeah. Deion was too, but.
Yeah, and even then, we're going back to like the early mid '90s.
Yeah,
you know, I can't think of a current player.
Not at all.
You're like, man, he's got a shoe.
It's not like that. Like they had some, but it wasn't like that. Like not
go get them new Patrick Mahomeses.
No, Barry Sanders had his. Rod Woodson had his.
I remember Barry's. I don't remember. But
It wasn't like
that. I remember Emmitt's because I know Reebok brought Emmitt's back.
Yeah.
So because I was playing football back then. I was more in tune to what the football shoe was.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it was never going to be like basketball shoes. There was nothing comparable to a Jordan when it came to a football or, baseball had Griffey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, I mean, but, even with basketball, you had so many options.
Yeah.
So you could do a whole kicks edition because – one funny story about that too was that they put Sean Kemp on an early cover, but what happened was that Sean had already signed with Reebok, but on the cover Sean was still wearing Nikes, and they went back and forth. Do we like change this? And they ran it with Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
Said Reebok had a fit. Like how could you put him on the cover in Nikes?
Mm. That's crazy.
But because, at that point early in the magazine, shoes were such a big part of their business. Yeah. And that was like a crazy risk. But they were like, they were really just kind of just going as, they really didn't have rules.
Yeah.
So they were just kind of learning as they went along. And like I said, nowadays, the stuff they did, mainstream is trying to imitate and duplicate, the photography style, everything.
Mm-hmm. I imagine Photoshop was a lot harder back then, too.
I don't know what you do.
How exactly are we getting these Nikes off of him?
Do we put letters like the head? What do we do?
They should have put Sean, like Kemp, like at the big M. Yeah,
somebody get
like
Jordan's
that.
American flag and just throw it over the shoes.
My memory was correct here. Blitz, I'm looking at it right now with Deion Sanders on the cover. About a year later, they had Brett Favre on the cover.
Well, there you go. Well,
hey,
he was stealing money from people back then.
Stealing money from black people then.
Got to support volleyball.
Got to. Well, there is definitely a different type of Blitz magazine when you Google. So you could have.
Wait a minute.
No, well, it's apparently a British magazine.
Okay, you scared me.
It's nothing. It's just like, wait a minute, that's not Deion Sanders.
Hold up a second.
No, it's not Deion Sanders. That's the Monkees, and I don't know who this person is. Oh, there's an issue with Wham. Not what I was looking for, but I guess I'll search this. I'll search the Blitz magazine. Well, there's Brett Favre. Okay, I found it.
I don't know that one.
That's unfortunate. That is unfortunate.
Like I said, I missed the days when we didn't know anything about our athletes.
Man.
Well, I didn't like him then.
Well, I mean, he didn't even get in trouble for it. He's just kicking it.
Nah, he's just good. It's just moving on with
cruising him. In his Wranglers and his John Deere. And
no big deal. No big deal. Nothing to see here.
Him and Ted DiBiase Jr.
Oh, man.
Or senior. I don't remember which one it was. It was one
it
of
was,
them.
Yeah, I think it was both, but I think Junior paid the biggest price.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Damn.
Jay, we appreciate you, man. Great work over here at The Athletic, as always.
Thank you.
But this is a top five article right here. Head over to The Athletic and check out Jason Jones' latest work. And we will catch up with you, my friend, next week to talk about Gardner Minshew.
That's right, man. Go Padres.
And stop saying that. We're getting healthy now. You know, got Mookie, got Muncy back last night, you know. All they need is the rest of their starting rotation back.
My boy Machado, do work, boy.
Your boy. Oh, stop it.
We know.
Just stop it.
We know where his allegiance lies. Here, I'll even hit the Gorilla Monsoon for you.
Will you stop?
Well. You mean Muncy, not Machado.
Never.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.